I'm here to protest. What do we want? Time travel. When do we want it? That's irrelevant.
So you don't have to worry. The only thing that I ever wanted to make sure I did was never to have a goal. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want to stop what I'm doing to write down some shit to do later. Because I'm already doing something. You know, just the other morning, I was hanging around in my house. I had a book with all those pictures of Madonna naked in on this new book, and I was checking that shit. Just then a friend of mine came through the door. Said she'd never pegged me for a scumbag before. Said she'd never won't see me anymore, and I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I made it like I went on TV and tore up a picture of the Pope like Sunita Khan did that time. I know I get wild, I know I get drunk. It ain't like I got a bunch of bodies in my trunk. My old man used to call me a no good punk, and I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. I just wanna live until I gotta die. I know I ain't perfect, but God knows I try. I think I'm an alright guy. Oh, I think I'm alright. Cops pulled me over outside of a bar. They turned on their lights and they said, "Hey, old timer, we're gonna have to ask you to step out of that door." I was only kidding when I called a couple of dicks. Still, they made me do the stupid human tricks. Now I'm stuck in this jail with a bunch of dumb dicks, and I still don't know. He told me, he said, "Man, you need to get some constructive hobby." I said, "Like what?" He said, "You should meditate." So I looked up what meditating was. Turned out I've been doing it the whole time. I was going to get into it, but they had to go. And I don't know what happened to them. But then I achieved that goal without even setting it when I was in that car, because the car was going fast off the highway. And it was just me in it, and it started spinning in a circle because it hit some water. And I started thinking, "Man, I wish it wouldn't do this." But then when it stopped, it was still going fast and heading towards like a big brick wall. Not brick, but stone wall, big wall, you know. And I knew it wasn't gonna be good. And I swear to you though, hand to God, I was overwhelmed with this feeling, swear to God. Nah. God, I'm really good at that meditating. Because I think that they're smart or that their opinions people need to know. I share my opinions because they rhyme. I don't do this to change anybody's mind about anything. I do this to ease my own mind about everything. And it works every time for me, so good luck. And thank you for giving me another chance to do this. I
I ran into a beautiful couple on the street today, and they're celebrating their anniversary, and they wanted me to do this pretty song. They wanted me to do this pretty song for their anniversary. A couple of frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the KK Swine and Soiree dance. They wore baseball caps and khaki pants. They wanted cigarettes, so to save some money, they got monopoly skippies that smell kind of funny. Next thing they knew, they were both really hungry and pretty thirsty, too. Found a store with a sign said their beer was coldest. They sent in Brad because he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. He walked over to where all those registers are. He laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, he turned, he looked back up, he stopped. He said, "Kid, I'm not gonna call the cops, but shit, I have to keep this car." Both the guys took that pretty hard. E-double-E-double-R-U-M-E-R-R-I-N. All you need is 10 of 5 a car and a key and a soap driver. To be the guy from the Robert Earl Keen song. So they gave him the cash. He bought him some brews. It was a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They were feeling so good, it should have been a crime. The crowd was cool and the band was prime. They made it back up front to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. My friend just naturally assumed that I'm sick of this one. Then when they see me, I come home, they go, "Boy, don't you get sick of doing the beer work?" Fuck no, it's my favorite one. What's not to like? You spell beer, you spell run, instead of telling you to get a line and not get a pole, baby. I already sung this song twice today. Come on, fucking good time. I yelled it at myself. But I tell you, man, there ain't ever gonna come a day when I made up a song and then played for some friend of mine, and then later they see me and say, "Will you play that song again?" And I'm like, no. Do this thing now. I ain't, that's not gonna be that. That's just not, I'm an old timer. I'm an old timer. It's too late for me to die young. I'm an old timer. I'm just a 5 and I'm a run. Trying to find a way to age like wine somehow. My new stuff is nothing like my old stuff. Neither one is much when you compare it to the show. Which is not going to be as good as that show you saw that made you drag your fucking friend to this show. So help me God, I sign their name up on one of these walls. In the backs of all these old beer joints and these concert halls. Been through 7 managers, 5 labels, 1,000 picks, and patch cables, 3 bands, a band, a bunch of guitar stands, cans and cans and cans of beer, and bottles of booze, and bags of pot, and 1,000 other things that I forgot. I thought for sure that I would be dead by now. But I'm not.
Hard to come by, boomtown workers are. You might be the one that's running this show.
not me, you're in charge. I was looking for a job and I found this one. Don't need to work like you need this work done. You look like you're under pressure. I was looking for a job when I met you. In a room with two guys over at the Motel 6, boss. I send every dime I make you home to my ex-wife. Just in 2 years and 28 days, with a little better aim, I've been in there for my life. So you see, road won't take me that long. Getting used to neither will it barbed wire jailhouse wall. Watch what you say to someone with nothing. It's almost like having it all. I was looking for a job when I found this one. Don't need this work like you need this work done. You look like you're under pressure. All I was looking for a job when I met you. Like me. Yellow phone went on my pickup truck with my AC cranked up and my clothes all nice and clean. Shit, that sounds like that might be alright, boy. That might be alright. On the other hand, I was looking for a job. On this work, don't need this work like you need this work done. You look like you're under pressure. All I was looking for a job when I met you. You look like you're under pressure.
It won't be easy, money. You say
hand on my daddy's and money. He'd been watching her from the table, not too soft, but not too tough. Well, she figured by the money he'd been throwing around that his damn stuff good looking enough. Got her a drink, he took his last $5. Bought her a drink by the time they hit the Motel 6. They figured they would hang a little sip, baby. I love me now that easy money. It's sad, but it's true. Everybody wants the most they can possibly get. For the least they can possibly do, they want it. Investment deal and dump them. Would you believe this? It's gonna let both of us in. Took all the savings out of the bank on the way home this time. Two gas up a tank. She stepped in for some cigs and she never saw that mother again. Oh, 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 oh.
Mad I got about that.
By the time I got home, all I was seeing red. I pulled that old gun I had up from under my bed. I put a sock on my head. Yeah. Into the night I flew. The way I flew. The next thing I know, I got blood on my hands, but I got money in my pockets too. You never know what you will do until you do what you do when you're broke. Now if I had more money like I did in my day, I would buy a car and drive as far away. Of course you know I've got this debt to pay to society. Only wait for me. With good behavior I'll be out in 7 years. Don't worry over me or shed no tear. I've learned a lot in here. I know what a chance I blew. Oh, what a chance I blew. The next time I won't make the same mistake. I'll shoot the camera out too. I learned all kinds of things you can do when you're broke. When you're broke. Australia. He said he didn't want to listen to my music anymore because of this song. It promoted guns and violence. And I thought, fuck that kid. And I'm going to Australia. Shit. I was singing it, I thought, oh shit, he kind of made some sense. So I added this part. Don't shoot guns, don't be violent. Don't shoot guns, don't be violent. Don't shoot guns, don't be violent. If you're broke. Tell you I was fucked up. I'm not complaining, you know. It's not how I'm doing things, though, man. So this fucking guy asked me the other day, and I was glad he asked me because it gave me this opportunity to explain this thing I've been wanting to explain around the country this year as I've been touring. When I first got to be a folk singer, to make an album, you know, you got to audition for these cats. And they wanted you to be able to play guitar good or sing good, but also if you just rhyme pretty good, you can get the gig, you know? And they didn't say, oh, great singing, great guitar playing. They just said, you rhyme pretty good, make an album. So the whole rest of my life, I just worked on trying to rhyme and read words and listen to words other people say. I could rhyme orange and Thor hinge. Not everyone can do that, except for all of us now. But... Well, the other day someone asked me what I like to do when I take time off from meditating. And I said, man, I have this thing I do that I would, if you'll give me a minute, there's a point to this, okay? So just take a fucking hour and then I swear I'll just sing and it'll be great. It'll be okay. This guy asked me what I like to do in my spare time. And in my spare time, what I like to do is go see jam bands. And my favorite jam band is Widespread Panic. The main reason I like them is because most of the words are written by this guy named Jerry Joseph, or JoJo writes some, and I just like their lyrics, and that's how I got into everything. Usually pulls me in with the words first. And so I got really pulled into Widespread Panic and wanted to go see them. And I came up over the hill to see them, and this mass of people, you could smell them from the top of the hill. And they were moving, they were shaking. It was like this religious thing. The girls had hairy armpits and filthy feet. Guys had dresses on, and everybody spinning and hula hooping, and they had fucking wings coming out of their backs and shit. And it did, you know, and the band wasn't really trying to, you know, give them the razzmatazz, man. The crowd was the show, and the band was the show. And when he sang, I couldn't even really understand what he was saying, but I knew the song, and I knew the plot of the song, that there was this... There was a thing going on. This person was going into town to look for this other person. And then when they got to the solo section of the song, and JP went, "Take it, Mikey."
Mikey!
Yeah. Well, Mikey would go on there for 40 minutes. And it's religious if you can get into it. But the first time I saw it, I was like, well, do you think anybody is wondering if they're going to find a friend in town? Because when they began to sing again, I was like, I don't think anybody gives a rat's ass if they found that guy. We were just spinning. I was already into it. It took me 5 seconds to figure it out. I was in the front row sweating through my clothes, making out with some chick I don't even fucking know. So then I start getting into this shit. It reminded me of what my dad said church was going to be, right? We were driving there and he said it was going to be this big celebration of life with music. And I got there and I thought, well, some, like the pipe broke or somebody got hurt or something. They canceled, right? And they're like, no, this is the thing. And I never really rocked it until I saw like a widespread show, and I started getting into going to those things that feel tribal to me. I honestly, as much as I just write words, I think that the most profound thing music does is make people shake around and come in. And so I got to be friends. One of my friends, it's amazing I get to say this, is a guy named David Schools who plays bass. I think he's my generation's finest music mind.
The bass mountain!
He's a fucking monster at music. It's amazing to get to learn from this guy. And I was at his house and we were playing, and he said he would come to my show and play there too, freak the crowd out. Afterwards, I said to him, man, that was so fun. I would love to do that again. And as he was walking out, he said, well, we can form a band or something. And I thought, no, finally, like, what am I going to do in the fucking band? I kind of play guitar, you know, but if the guy who brought you to this gig really plays guitar, ask him, he'll tell you. Like, I couldn't probably play in a band, you know? I'm pretty good. But then he said, you could sing. And I was like, fuck, man, nobody ever has said that before. But then I thought, you know, if I go to these things, and I saw a band, and the band was great, except for the singer was clearly chosen for his enthusiasm, you know? I wouldn't give a rat's ass, and I'd be like, all right. I'd be hula-hooping my balls off. So I thought, shit, fuck it, I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna be in this band. We're called the Hard Working Americans. And we play jam band music where I don't do any of this, like what I'm doing now. I don't do that because our goal is to get people moving. I swear, give it a try. It really works if you take acid before. It's so fun. And I really suggest you try that at home. And you can sue me if it goes wrong. I don't give a shit. This is what you get. Sorry to go on like this, but I really have a point I want to make. And that is, so now I get to be in this jam band, where it's the easiest, funnest job I've ever had. I really just get a 10-foot better seat. I can still take acid and pull it off. All I have to do is sing like 4 lines and go. For about 40 minutes. Then I come back and tell you what happened in town, you know, but nobody's paying attention by then anyway. And I love it, man. And it's so fun for me, and it does feel like a family for me, because I don't have one, you know? And so when I go do this, it's a lot of fun. Now, here's the catch, and this is the whole reason I've been taking up all this time. Everybody else in that band is also in a dance band. And when their friends come to see them, they're like, all right, let's dance. When my friends, who come to shit like this, go to see that, sometimes they wait by the bus and want to know what the fuck just happened to their $35. And so they didn't say nothing. But I said thanks at the end, man. But the reason why I told you this whole story is almost pointless, but I wanted to make sure that people knew, as far as my voice could reach, that if I'm lucky enough to get you to come out and support that band, and you see that happening, my hope is that you won't look up there and go, oh, so that's what he's doing now? That's just what I'm doing that night, and you probably could be too if you just asked two or three people. I appreciate your support on that, but clearly, even as I've just exemplified in this moment, when I start talking, it's hard for me to stop. And as long as people will sit around and let me sing these songs and tell stories and shit, I'm going to do that for as long as I can. So I just wanted to make sure people knew that. Conservative Christian. Right wing and lovely, straight white American male. Soul saving, flag waving, rush loving, land paving, regional leaders who sail. Shirt tucking, fat housing, kick tapping, backstopping, hater of hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, pro choice in gay wedding, widespread panicking. Skin colored, blinded, conspiracy minded, protesters of corporate greed. We have nothing, and most likely will until we're all end up locked up in jail. By conservative Christian, right wing Republican, straight white American males. Diamonds and dolls, boys and girls, we're living together in two separate worlds. We're following our leaders of mountains of shame. Looking at each other, blame. I know who I tried to blame. Conservative Christian, right wing Republican, straight white American male. Gay bashing, black fearing, war fighting, tree killing, personal friends to the quail. Remember the quail? Quite diligently, why be so hard to keep the free reins of our democracy? From tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Peace loving, barefoot and folk singing, lazy ass hippies like me. Whoa, oh, barefoot and tree hugging, jam band lead singing. Too much to think about. Too much to think about. Too much. bullshit you're not gonna need. You want 4% of everything you got, you bought it just to satisfy your greed. Cause you know 90% of this world's population is gonna link your possessions to your success. Even though 99% of the wealthiest 1% of our population drinks from alarming excess. More money, more stress, yes, yes. Too much to think about, too much to figure out. Stuff between four and dollars, too much to think about. Too much to think about. Look at that. Statisticians truly hate their fucking job. The average bank robber lives within, say, 20 miles of the bank that he robs. This little bank not so far from here, I've been watching it now for a while. Seems like lately all that I can think about is about I want to go out in style. Too much to think about, too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and dollars, too much to think about. All right, too much to think about. Amen. Too much to think about. What's this?
Singing it.
train song, drinking one last round. Then leave his boots on, all the day that he laid him down. Was a wrong way, locomotive out of his one track mind. The train song, the train song, the train. Train it come, coming around the bend. I ain't seen no sunshine, I said, Lord, I don't know when. Just looking for some prison. Time keeps dragging. Well, the train keeps on moving. Train's always moving, Lord, that train keeps on moving down to San Antonio. The train is gone, the train is gone. was on my way out of a club we were playing one time after the sound check, and I looked up the hill, and there was a sign that said I could get my fortune told. And I had some time before the show, so I walked up the hill, and then as I was coming back down the hill, I made up these words. on. I hope you guys are having a good time. This song, I was on my way to Bloomington. And I made up this song. In my mind, I was being held as a political prisoner against my will for something that that time would prove me to be a martyr, actually, or a hero. And I was trying to think of how I could make it sound like that to my wife, because I just had the one phone call. This was the phone call. There was a time when I was handsome. There was a time when I had money to burn. There was a time when where I landed it all was the least of my concern. But it hurts to lean back and handcuffs, like nine kinds of shame turn to rage. As a younger man, I might have put up a fight, but I just feel like such a fool at my age. A lot of this trouble just finds me. Doesn't seem to matter which way I turn. Out in the world, it's too late. How do you know if it's too late? How do you know if it's too late to learn? You know the number one symptom of heart disease? The number one symptom of heart disease is sudden death. Is my time stand still forever on you until it starts shaking around? Start shaking around like some crazy old hooker on man. And you know me, I can't take no preaching. I don't like it on Sunday no other day. But I feel like I ought to be praying or something, and I have no idea what you say. I say something, trouble just finds me. Don't seem to matter with the way I turn. How do you know if it's too late? How do you know if it's too late? How do you know if it's too late to learn? I've learned nothing out here after all my years on this highway, but I'll tell you friends and neighbors I have been passed by, and I have passed by more than my share of heart. And I do remember back in my younger days when I was so certain that driving even faster was what it was that was going to give me heart. So ain't nothing left for me to learn here. Just as half full or half empty cup, less than an ounce of possession shit. I can be that kind of time standing up. But all these trouble just find me alone. I'm the same matter which way I turn. He got his food and he was yelling so mad at this kid that gave him his food. I couldn't imagine what had gone so fucking wrong with some food. Alright, I made up these words to imagine what kind of day this cat would have had maybe. And then when I got home, I made up the chords. Well, I mean, I take chords for songs I know and change them very little. And don't give a all my songs are Johnny B. Good. It's true. This is called Handelman's Revenge. You made my goddamn kiss ass Handelman, vice president of human resources or something. He stood up and made a speech about how we would all have to work even harder now. I thought harder now. Harder than what? I would give anything to get up and walk out of here, but I'm stuck on the corner. Sanity and madness. I'm looking them over. Can't see no cigarette. Making money out of paper. Paper out of tree. Making so much money, we can hardly breathe. You wanna hear the shit that I get from my daughter? She says that she can't stand the sight of the car I bought her. Gonna ruin her life forever. She don't got no ragtop. Her and her mother spend my money pretty much nonstop. They're trying to break me for the sake of this neighborhood. They need everybody up and down the street to think we're doing good. We're stuck on the corner. Yeah, yeah. Sanity and madness. Oh, my parents made me because they said it would be practical. I can't make my kid do a goddamn thing I tell him to. That kid's an unrepentant radical. He is as unimpressed by these plaques in my cubicle. But I'm secretly impressed with his ability to look at everything so completely irresponsibly. I'm stuck on the corner. Kid out of drive-thru, when the he's in, will that be everything? I said, what the fuck would you know? You are looking at a man about to buy a little laptop. What are you driving? You bicycle, you little punk. I'm stuck on the corner. Oh, yeah. Sanity and madness. Oh, yeah. I'm looking them over. Oh, yeah. Can't see no difference. Oh, yeah. Better money out of paper. Paper out of tree. Making so much money, we can hardly breathe. Down in Louisiana, called New Orleans. Back up in the woods, on the evergreen. Built a log cabin, made it worth it. Lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good. He never learned to read and write so well. But he can play guitar like a man. Go, Johnny, go. mother told him that someday he would be a man. And he would be the leader of a big old band. Many people would come out from miles around to hear them play his music when the sun went down. She said, son, someday your name is going to be in life. They had a job to be good tonight. Go, go, go. having such a good time. I'm having some fun. If the mom ever comes, I won't give a damn. If tomorrow never comes, I'm not going to be afraid to meet my maker just the way I am. Can't prove anything, but one thing is true. If you can steal from me, I can steal from you. Any kind of heaven that we all don't get in ain't gonna seem like a heaven to me. They tell you that the Garden of Eden was perfect, but they wouldn't even let you eat off that apple tree. For heaven's sake, you had to watch that snake, man. He was lying to your woman constantly. Adam must have scratched his head, looked up to heaven and said, oh, this isn't doing it for me. Tomorrow never come. Tonight is all I got. Tomorrow never come. To me, my maker, just the way I'm high. Can't do anything I'm dying to. If tomorrow never comes, I guess tonight we'll have to do. I don't ever claim to know what's going on down here. I don't even know where I'm from. I know where I'm going when I get where I'm going, what I'm doing when I get done. They tell me I'm forgiven if I ask to be. I said permission not to come all that easily. I'm piling cores up underneath this apple tree. I'm saying, oh Lord, have mercy on me. If tomorrow never comes, and tonight is all I got. If tomorrow never comes, I don't want to be afraid to meet my baby just the way I'm not. I can't do anything and then I die. If I just a judgmental man, what am I? Be the way I'm ever got. I've never tried not to be. I want everything just as good as it's gonna get. I've done nothing, but then there's another sunrise coming over one. Of the times that it sets in, if tomorrow never comes, tomorrow never comes. If tomorrow never come, I guess tomorrow never come. If we was all good people, we could work in perfect rhythm. If birds had daggers, birds wouldn't fuck with them. Fortune come to you. May some good fortune come to you. She's always cooking up something when I'm feeling down. She knows just what to say to pull me through. The cooking like Booker T and the MG sound. Feeling nothing that my baby can't do. Not to change the subject, but have you seen my shoes? I think I might have left them in the last time I played. Sometimes I feel like all I ever get to do is lose. Sometimes I feel like I've got it made. Made something for to come to you. Made some good fortune come to you. People say that life is precious and we have to make the most of it, but nobody has ever proven either one of those things. Hey, if you stand by and you look at the long and the short of it, what else is there to do but sing? I like to see me some good fortune come to you. Hey, some good fortune come to you. Do you think there is a kid living in this entire town was dreaming of growing up to be a bum. Well, I didn't think he did, but we both know how. That is just exactly what someone gonna become. Enough about me. Let's talk about you for a minute. My all-time favorite movie is that one where them two cops who can't even stand each other. Later under pressure, they learn to work together. They become great partners, even better friends. And then once there's some hilarious in the movie and they song good. Fortune come to you. Tonight being so nice to me, but for years now you guys have been really kind to me, and I appreciate you. I'm gonna follow her to somebody else for this. I think yesterday. If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? I must be traveling on now. Too many places I gotta see. Stay here with you. Things will never be the same. Yeah. wanna thank the Vogue, I wanna thank the cast from Yahoo that they're filming, man. Take your time. Tell me slow. Should I stay? Well, we both know you thought you knew what I was just about to say. But you did not know, and you always think you do. Baby, let me take you on there. I've been looking back over my shoulder. It's not you that I've got to blame. If I could do all this all over, I'd do nothing to blame. I tell you though, seems like the right thing at the time. But it seems like the right thing. The more I worry, the older I'm gonna get, and yet I still worry about that. Ain't that about a son of a bitch? I tell you, some people can't take no for an answer. Some people can't take yes for an answer. Can't say for sure how we all ended up here this evening together, but if I had to guess, I guess we all answer all about it. Seem like the right thing at the time. Oh, it seemed like the right thing at the time. Oh, 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 oh. That I can cope. Sometimes I have to admit, it ain't so much the despair that gets me as it is the hope. God, there's always hope. Shit. When I found myself in possession of these car keys, right is not to be assumed that I can drive. I'm just gonna stop right now in the middle of this one. And then it's a good shot, man. I tell you, you've all been really good to me, and I appreciate it. I want to thank my good friend Sarah Patenda. Come from East Nashville, come see us sometime. Also, the legendary Miss Elizabeth Cook from Outlaw Country Radio is here with us tonight, too. If they're still, if they're not too drunk, I might get them out here down the river. This land in your land, this land in my land. This land was made for you and me. on down the road there, I seen a sign there that said no trespassing. But the other side of that sign didn't say nothing. That sign was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California.